Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Am I not enunciating well enough, Jay? Do you think I should be stronger? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Yeah, really get that lip action
program.
In there.
Let's get on to that. Okay, so today is the last day of the first month. It sounds like this almost sounds romantic, doesn't it? It's the last day of the first day of the rest of your life.
It is, at least as far as 2023 is concerned.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jay Kerstner and Doug Steffen on the air Tuesday morning. Lots of things are going on pretty much as usual. I'm looking around to see if there are any documents. I did that last week. You think I should go through my office again? I'm aware of some documents that have been found in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts.
I know, that's astounding.
I know.
You have, like, the inside scoop of this.
Yeah, I do have the inside scoop. I'm told that there were unclassified documents found in the basement of one of the town officials. And it was found by the town official. So is this becoming a joke? It is. It really is. Right, though? Joe Biden's out there, blah, 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 and Mike Pence and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I think I said this last week when we were talking about it. What a bunch of hooey. Who cares? What difference does it make? I mean, come on. The number one issue for me when it comes to this is, why do we have so many classified documents to begin with?
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what's really going on, Jay. These documents that we're laughing about that seem to be everywhere are, it probably is something you'd find anywhere and everywhere, towns, cities, states, all over the country. And what we're doing to manage all this stuff, first of all, we're creating too many records, too much paper, too much information, things that are the lawyers. This is all about lawyers. Lawyers say, yeah, I got to get everything in writing. And so we.
Yeah, so if it is released, it's things are redacted. But it also seems to be, when it first started with Trump, and it was a lot of Trump naysayers. And so that was kind of, from my point of view, why it was such a big deal. And then you come to see that other people are doing it. And now it seems less about the fact of classified documents and more about people who are being found with these classified documents, who before it was them that were the ones to be found with it, were kind of lashing out at the other people, i.e. Trump, of like, oh, that's bad management, that's poor judgment, that should have never happened. And then they get found with red hands too.
It's all nonsense. All right, let's talk about
the thing is caught red-handed. Yeah.
Yeah, but doing, I get caught red-handed all the time with my fingers in the cookie jar, literally and figuratively, the candy jar, the cookie jar. That's it. Okay. This business in Memphis, this whole business about the murder of Tyree, is it, I'm not sure I've been pronounced, Tyree or Tyre? Tyree Nichols.
Tyree.
Okay. So this is yet another, and I'm probably not the only guy to say this, and I don't know what I'm going to add to the conversation other than my outrage when I looked over the weekend at the videos that went on and on, and it was like an hour of videos from the police officers, from cameras that were on the street corner, how all five officers could be this badly trained, this badly motivated, this badly situated, if you will, their heads. Where are their heads? They don't think people are watching. They're untouchable. That's what the whole.
Yeah, this was awful.
Awful. Worse than awful. So they're all being charged with second-degree murder. Good. Aggravated assault.
The Scorpion unit has been disbanded.
Yeah, but you know what? The people who are apologists for the police all the time, who get angry at me and you and anybody else that says, this is one of the reasons, frankly, that talk radio is on the decline. One of the things statistically that I've noticed in the last month or so is, as you track the ratings, and this is sort of inside baseball, but we all know that radio stations are judged on their ratings as to how much they can charge for advertising, how successful, you know, any number of things. So when I look at the numbers for News Talk Radio going down, especially since the election, I look at and listen to some of these people that have the balsam to still try to find an angle that they can make these police officers look like they aren't guilty. And so whether they've been to trial or not, the video isn't edited, isn't going to lie, and you know what, if there were one or two that may have been off, but all five of them, so these guys have all been fired, that's good, but what could they be thinking? What in the world is going on in the culture?
Is it improper training? Is it poor judgment in the officers themselves, poor judgment, and whoever put them on this task force, that they were not equipped to be there? Because a lot of people want to blame police officers in general, and police officers are not the problem. Bad police officers are the problem. Just as in the medical field, bad doctors are the problem, not all doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this guy's dead. For what reason? That it didn't appear. When they stopped him, they didn't tell him why they were stopping him. And he didn't know why he was being stopped. And to the best of my knowledge, he hadn't been on drugs and he wasn't drinking. Was he? That didn't seem to come through in anything that I saw. Anyway, so he's dead. The family is up in arms. The blacks in Memphis are up in arms. The city of Memphis is up in arms. The state of Tennessee is up in arms. So here is...
The nation is up in arms.
Yeah. So here's the... there was a press conference that was delivered at a church in Memphis. And this fellow, Tyree Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells, said, quote, "Our son ran because he was scared." Yep. Then he goes on to say, "I don't care what color, black, white, pink, purple, these people should never go through this." His mother said, his mother's name is Ravon, said, "My son didn't do any drugs. He didn't carry any guns. He didn't like confrontation. That's why this is so hard." Anyway, so, and there's nobody that I've seen or heard that had anything bad to say about this guy. He had one tattoo on his arm, and it was his mother's name. My son's got tattoos on his arm, and it's his mother. So, this kind of stuff, you know, people say, tattoos, those are bad. You know, all I can remember is Rodney King. Remember when he was being beaten, the Los Angeles Police Department back in 1991 beat the living crap out of this guy. And there was no reason for it then. All of the stuff, it has to be at the core of police training. What is it, those of you who are police officers, what is it that you're not getting from the training? I mean, certainly there are plenty of, I saw
it.
Well,
and continued upkeep, too.
Say
not
again,
just
Jay?
The training, but the continued upkeep, where not just the training where the officers get on the squad and everything, but continued upkeep, because there may be a situation where it could be a potentially deadly situation. Everybody makes it out, but then that officer has to carry that with them and may realistically have some timidness or hesitation in carrying that previous altercation into the next one, because everybody is human. So what are we doing about that? What are we doing so that one instance isn't carried into the next instance? One, something that caused fear in an officer one time isn't carried on into the next. Is there more training? Is there some kind of not a suspension, but like a mandatory vacation? Like, you just need to take some time off, speak with a therapist, speak with professional help, to where you are not carrying a previous incident into the next incident. Because we do see that, especially in places that have higher rates of crime.
Yeah. Well, the whole business, easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. I'd be first to tell you that. But in this circumstance, this is just beyond the beyond. It's heinous. It's violent. Mm-hmm. Troublesome on any and all levels. It's just that you see, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked about a lot of incidents like this over the years. I remember being in Los Angeles talking about Rodney King back in the 90s. We all know that there are good police officers and bad police officers. Stop thinking they're all good because they are not all good. Any more than all parents are good, all children are good. There are good and bad in everything. So stop it with the all the police are great and they get, it's a tough job. And it doesn't get
paid. It is. And then on the flip side, too, stop thinking they're all bad as well because not everybody is bad.
Right.
Yes, exactly. I have friends who have left police squads to become lawyers because they were in an area where they just felt like the police that they were working with were not good quality cops. And they moved to a different area and they found that they felt the same thing. And so then they left the force entirely to do something else, to become lawyers. I have other ones who have left and moved around and found a great group of people. Yeah. Others have gone higher up and become members of the Secret Service because they found good quality people. So that just goes to say that there are good. There are so much good. But not everybody is good, and there is bad. There's a lot of bad, but not everybody is bad.
And I think that's really the cap on this thing, if you look at the general circumstances. But again, I reiterate what I've said before, and whether it makes me popular or it doesn't make me, I don't really care. It's time we stopped coddling the police, the bad ones. It's time for years and years, you haven't been around with me that long, but anybody who's been listening to me for a long time, for years and years and years, I have been saying we need fewer police, not more. We need better trained police, not just somebody thrown into the job, and they need to be paid a lot better than they are. And so under that circumstance, hopefully if we could actually work in that mantra, it would be okay. But the circumstance there, oof. Here's some thoughts about how to get a good night's rest from the folks at MyPillow. And not only the pillows, actually. I like to talk about other products. Go to the MyPillow.com website. Look at the product catalog and see all the various things that are now on sale. You can save 30% or more on most all of the things in the MyPillow catalog. Yep, the pillows, the towels, the blankets. They even have nightwear. It's a whole potpourri of kind of a fun experience. It's a fun thing to explore the MyPillow catalog. And right now, you can get, for example, in the towels, 2 6-piece sets for one low price. Free shipping. Check it all out. Use the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
Looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You think it would be fine to share food in the fridge? I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SkyRizzy to learn more.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now on the Good Day program, Tuesday, the 31st of January, Jay and Doug, Jay Kirschner, Doug Steffen, with a focus on social media, celebrity news, the gossip that is trending. I have a place in my heart for this guy, Rick Astley. The song that I like the best of all of his recordings, which you're listening to in the background, Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna... Or make a good...
That became a whole meme where you got Rickrolled. People would send you something or a video, and it's like, hey, check this out. And all of a sudden, this music video for Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up would pop up, and it's like, you got Rickrolled.
Rickrolled. All right, I've always said he looked like Howdy Doody to me. When I look at him, I think, I mean, you don't even know who Howdy Doody is, probably, but...
I do, but...
You do, okay.
I thought Howdy Doody had red hair.
Well, yeah, but he kind of looks, it's just the general demeanor. I don't know. I just thought of how to do it.
I think he reminds me of Ducky from 16 Year Olds.
All right, so anyway, the story here is that Astley is suing Young Gravy. Oh, my God. Y-U-N-G. I am showing my age. Young Gravy is the name of some rapper. And apparently he impersonated Rick Astley's voice on the song... called Betty Get Money.
So, well, they straight up sampled it. You hear this song and you are like, okay, yeah, there's definitely Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up in this. You can tell they sampled it. But what, and they were approved to use that music, the background music. What they were not approved to do was use Rick Astley's vocals or imitate his vocals. Now, while they didn't use his vocals, it kind of sounds like they used his vocals in some areas, but it was just other people imitating his voice. So that's what Rick Astley is suing Young Gravy over.
Young gravy. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so anyway, the story is, as Jay just explained it, the combination of the voice and, you know, was he impersonating, blah, 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 blah. Young Gravy's real name, by the way, listen to this, is Matthew Raymond Horry. And he is apparently, this is not the first time he's been down this road, but Astley's getting really worked up about it, and he's got a bunch of other people in this with him, including the record company and people who are producers on the record, and they all say the same thing. He didn't give this guy permission to do anything. So Astley is suing him for the attorney's fees, unspecified amount of damage, all the gain, all the profits, the advantages derived were realized from their violation. Young Gravy spoke about the success of the song, how he said he was able to clear a sample of Never Gonna Give You Up. I mean, he's kind of admitting.
Yeah, they have. Well, they have the license. He did have the license to use the original underlying music, musical composition. It did not authorize him to use the voice of the original artist in the original recording or imitation thereof. And so that's that's where the lawsuit comes into play.
All right. So did the lawyers or somebody from Rick Astley call this guy and say, hey, man, why don't you quit doing what you're doing? Because if you don't, we're going to have to sue you. Or do you think they just said, okay, let's go get this guy?
The song's already out there. It's already a hit. It's not like they can go back and be like, hey, you need to stop doing this. It's already been done. So
well,
the lawsuit is probably to get...
Remember when Coldplay was accused by Strafaci or whatever that guitarist's name was? There was that song, I forget the name of it, but I remember that it was, so when you listened to the chords of the guitarist, it was exactly the same as the chords that were used in this pop song from Coldplay, and so Chris Martin agreed to pay him $1 million
or
something.
Oh, and Viva La Vida, yeah.
Viva La Vida, that's it, right, exactly. So I remember that was something that is the same kind of stuff. This goes on all the time. I mean, how many different combinations of eight notes can you come up with when you listen to all the different kinds of music that there are, different instruments and stuff? Come on. So anyway, all right, so there's the, you've been Rickrolled, folks. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, if your dog or cat was diagnosed with cancer, it was pretty much a death sentence, but not so much anymore, especially with early detection. These are the things you should look for, according to the Veterinary Cancer Society. Persistent abnormal swelling, sores that don't heal, loss of weight, loss of appetite, any bleeding or discharge from any body opening, offensive odor, difficulty eating or swallowing, hesitation to exercise or loss of stamina, persistent lameness or stiffness, difficulty breathing, urinating, or defecating. If your pet has any of these early warning signs, visit your veterinarian as soon as possible. As I said, early detection can make a big difference. There are some breeds that are more prone. For example, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, Rottweilers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Boxers all have a higher tendency towards cancer. So you know what you're getting into when you purchase one of those dogs. Bottom line is, if you notice any of the signs, get to your vet right away. Many cancers can be cured or controlled. I'll more next time.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Now, should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter Chinese industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up its deliveries of weapons to Kyiv as Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing. The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Mayor Mike Dugan said last night,
"You can start this month and make $200 a week learning to read."
Scholarship fairs will be held four times in the month of February. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Come join us.
And change at the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 31st. Do I have anything else about today? I know that we always are celebrating things. Let's just celebrate some good news from the school department. Teachers helping a student who had these amputations. This is from Connecticut. The teachers and spouses, Jenna and Tim Riccio, say their family is now complete after they adopted one of their students, a 10-year-old named Nate Riccio. And Jenna says that this guy, this young Nate, taught her how to be a mother. She's a reading teacher at Walsh Elementary School in Waterbury, Connecticut. He's a perfect example, she says, of how you can persevere. The husband in on this, let's see, the husband's a teacher as well.
Yeah, they're both teachers and spouses at the same school. Well, yeah. And so he was one of her students, and she went to go visit him in the hospital after he had to have emergency surgery to prevent an infection in his arm going through the rest of his body, and she realized that he was there by himself. There was no family. Nobody was visiting him. She wanted to cheer him up and have someone he knew there with him. And then she just started visiting him more and more. And before she and her husband, who was a fellow teacher there, knew it, they felt like this child is a part of our family. Let's make it official and adopted him.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? I was talking to someone. How many people are doing adopting or fostering? That's why, sort of not to throw logs on the fire, but, you know, we have this whole huge debate about women's choice, and I think it's all appropriate. Women ought to be able to choose what happens with their bodies. But the other side of it is, in your making the decision, what goes into making the decision is probably important. And if there is an alternative, yes, is it difficult to carry a child to term? Of course it is. Men who make the rules, it seems, on these things, ridiculous as it does seem that men make the rules on this, or too many men get themselves too inveigled. I never hear, once in a while you hear from some of the right-wing wacko women who want to carry the water for the right-wing wacko point of view.
Aside from the people who use abortions as their primary form of birth control, we're leaving that group out, because should be outdated and just kind of leave that out. And so they decided that they wanted to bring him into the family. He already felt like he was part of the family. The student had brought so much joy to his teachers that they were like, we want to bring joy to him. And they went ahead and adopted him. Absolutely beautiful story.
Yep, very sweet. Good. Good for them. Good for everybody all the way around. Great example. Setting a great example. All right, now let's talk about stuff that's not necessarily a great example. We have the House Speaker, Mr. McCarthy, and we have the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, and the two of them are supposed to be meeting later this week to discuss a, quote, reasonable and responsible way to lift the debt ceiling. Now, because they are so far apart, at least at the moment, let's see how good the negotiating skills are. You wonder sometimes when they do these things, is when they get into a room, it isn't just Biden and McCarthy there. Maybe they should go into a room and arm wrestle, and whoever wins the arm wrestling contest,
get a little paper, rock, scissors right there.
Carries the day, ta-da! Anyway, Speaker of the House says that he's looking forward to discussing the way to fix the debt ceiling. Actually, he's right on this, and Biden is wrong. In my perspective, I was going to say in my humble opinion, but I don't think my opinion is necessarily humble. Otherwise, I wouldn't give it. I'm not going to apologize. I think it's really pathetic, as an aside here, when people say, well, I'm going to give you my opinion, but I'm sorry if you don't like it. No! If you have an opinion,
well, it's like when people say, okay, well, no offense, but
it's
almost more offensive to say no offense first.
Yeah.
Get on with
all
the
due
thing.
Respect.
With
That's another one of those.
Say.
Yeah, all due respect, baloney. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, McCarthy wants to address spending cuts, hello, good for him, along with raising the debt limit. Even though the White House says, nope, we can't link those two issues together. Why? This is the people's business. The people are sick of paying for your extraordinary and extravagant spending, members of Congress, both the House and the Senate, and the President. You're spending too much money. How can people retire or even look forward to retiring if the government's taking all the money that they have to run all of these crazy, sometimes devastating programs? Yeah,
what is the retirement age? 65? That's going to be pushed up, and then before we know it, it's going to be Yeah. Oh, 67. So yeah, it's going to be like 72 by the time we know it. And then when I'm ready to retire, they're going to be like, oh, you better make it to 90.
Yeah, right. 90 or I can see the signs now. 90 or bust.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get it on t-shirts.
Yeah, right, exactly, or a bumper sticker or something. So, anyway, McCarthy was on Face the Nation, and he said, I want to sit down, work out an agreement so we can move forward. Okay, so the agreement needs to be, and how many of you that are listening to this, I know that a lot of you think McCarthy's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He does seem to have some common sense approaches to some of the issues that we are confounded and confronted with. But there ought to be other things. I think they're going to talk about a number of different issues, which is good. They ought to be. It's a good first step to having people who are adults work out problems mm-hmm. and issues as adults instead of doing what AOC does or what Adam Schiff does or what Chuck Schumer does or what Marjorie Taylor Greene does. Come on. Grow up. And,
be reasonable, be respectful, work together. And it's okay to disagree. That's how you get stuff done.
Yeah. Well, that's the intelligent way of looking at things. All right. Anyway, so there's that. And by the way, along with that is Joe Manchin, who's playing sort of behind the scenes, jockeying into position with a number of different issues himself. These negotiations are probably the biggest thing to come down the pike for quite a long time. And so his input seems to be something that both sides are paying attention to. And I think if you kind of read between the lines, he's positioning himself, Jay, to sort of be a bridge between the Democratic leadership and the Republican leadership. And so good for him. I mean, whatever it takes to get it done, let's get it done. Meanwhile, over on the other side of the pond, Boris Johnson, how quickly we forget, the former Prime Minister of England, said that he had a conversation with Bad Vlad Pukin Putin just before he got out of office. And he said that he got from having the conversation with Putin that he wasn't serious about avoiding war, not mine with the Ukrainians, but at one point he apparently told Johnson that it would be easy to kill him. All you're going to do is send a missile from Moscow to London, that'd be the end of him. The Kremlin says, nah. Putin didn't say that. Yeah, I'm betting on Boris Johnson is a nutbird, but I'm betting on him.
The fact that Boris Johnson had this conversation before Russia invaded Ukraine, trying to dissuade him from war and even saying that Ukraine is not going to be joining NATO in the foreseeable future. And if that's your fear and that's what's driving this, then just knock that off because it's not even a possibility. And to begin with, Boris Johnson probably wasn't the authority figure to say something like that, but still, just the fact that all of this was known and these were conversations happening, and then all of a sudden, right before Russia invaded Ukraine, do you remember it was when they were being surrounded? It was kind of like these quote unquote training exercises.
Yep.
And everybody, and in the public opinion, was like, oh, yeah, sure. There's more to the story that people aren't telling us. And then you come to find out, yeah, these public figures were having these conversations before any of this even went down.
Yeah.
Well, and here's confirmation.
Yep. I go back to what we were just saying about McCarthy and Biden. Is there any good leadership any place? When you look around at what's going on here, you look around what's going on in England, there's no great leadership there. You look in Moscow, and there's no great leadership there, obviously. Look around the world. Where is there a great leader? A business leader? A political leader? A religious leader? Come on! Can we get somebody who's a radio talk show person? Can we find some leadership, please? To avoid some of these problems that are actually pretty avoidable if people would just get their egos out of the way. And I wonder
maybe we need to combine efforts. Maybe instead of, like, look at the United States, and I know I may get flack for this, but instead of one president, what if it's a tribunal? What if there are a couple different people, one representative from each camp who then goes up to the head in charge? And because think about it, Trump was great and awful at the same time. Obama, great and awful at the same time. And how many other presidents had so many great qualities, but if you matched them with other people that could have offset each other's poor qualities? And we could have, I don't know, maybe we wouldn't be in this mess we are in now.
Well, I think it's easy. It's easy. I've said this a couple of times already today to be a Monday morning quarterback. But under the circumstances, it seems to me that there is, when you look around, why is maybe the question. The first point is that we don't have good leadership. Yep, we all agree to that. And then, then if you want to try to figure out how to fix it, do we have to deal with why leadership is as bad as it is? And I think the question to that, and the answer to that is yeah. And much of it is at the hands of social media, the news media, and people letting themselves get lazy when it comes to thinking. You're lazy. You are. You're becoming too easily. You're putty in the hands of these people who would control how you think, what you think, where you think, when you think. It's not being taught in school. How many times have I said this? And I don't mind saying it as frequently as I can. Schools are not doing the job today. They're not teaching critical thinking. They're teaching children what to think. And the critical race theory is one of those areas. You know, the binary discussions, the teachers. Why are they having those in school? Why is that a part of a curriculum or a discussion? Isn't that something to be had at home or in some other venue? Don't we need the precious time in school? What is it, 7 hours a day, 7.5 hours a day? Mm-hmm. Isn't that time precious?
Think about high school. That's why so many kids graduate early, because they finish all their credits. So at the high school level, this does seem reasonable.
Yeah.
A reasonable part of the curriculum.
Yeah. Very reasonable. Thank you very much. All right. Here's another. I guess this is, maybe I'll have to take a hammer and do a little adjusting to my head here when I see another suicide bomber detonating explosives. This is like a bad movie inside a mosque in Pakistan. The blast is at a mosque near police headquarters in the capital of one of the provinces, not far from the country's border with Afghanistan. How'd you like to be living in that neck of the woods? 150 people were praying when the bomber struck, and so under the circumstance, the roof collapsed and all these people, 32 people or more were killed. Yeah, right. Here's some thoughts about how to get a good night's rest from the folks at MyPillow. And not only the pillows, actually. I like to talk about other products. Go to the MyPillow.com website. Look at the product catalog and see all the various things that are now on sale. You can save 30% or more on most all of the things in the MyPillow catalog. Yep, the pillows, the towels, the blankets. They even have nightwear. It's a whole potpourri of kind of a fun experience. It's a fun thing to explore the MyPillow catalog. And right now, you can get, for example, on the towels, 2 6-piece sets for one low price. Free shipping. Check it all out. Use the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, We hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for farm, food, and family information. One of my favorite parts of the day. You know what I was thinking, Jay? I've got an idea. I think that we ought to start something, and we'll talk about it. You know me and my friend Bob Kay, who's been around me for a long, long time, listening in. He knows that I come up with these ideas like that, and I say, okay, let's do it right now. I want to give away a dozen eggs a day. You know how much we've been talking about eggs. Ooh. And what the problem is with eggs and why it is that we're having, because the price of eggs has risen more than the price of almost anything in the economy. A lot of it has to do with rising energy prices and prices for feed, prices for labor and all that stuff.
Avian flu didn't help.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's the other culprit. The supply of eggs has gone down so much, especially in certain parts of the country, because you can't, and by the way, in some of these places like out in Idaho, you can't get eggs at all. None. Zero. So as people go to the supermarket or go to the farmer, I have eggs that I sell on my farm, and I'm actually in the farm that I'm developing. I'm going to put a chicken coop in this spring. We're going to have some more chickens down there. But The supermarkets don't have eggs in a lot of parts of the country. Some places do, but they're getting $8, $9, $10 a dozen for them. You look at the price. This is kind of economics here and eggonomics at the same time. People buying less because the price is so high. Eggs, though, seem to be kind of different. I've noticed that on my farm. It doesn't make a difference what we charge for them. If the prices go up, people will buy them because they, first of all, think they get an impression they are from free-range chickens on my farm. But you know,
and they taste different. There is a very different taste in farm fresh eggs versus store bought eggs.
Right.
100%.
Well, because it's the popularity is because it's a cheap source of protein as much as anything else. It's pretty convenient. People are fond of cracking an egg open and cooking their egg. So that demand hasn't changed and probably won't change. A lot of eggs are being imported from Mexico. A lot of eggs are coming up from Central America, but I wonder how fresh. I guess you put them in a refrigerated truck, but how dependable are the refrigerated trucks that are coming from Central America? That's one of the things. The prices go up, and there are a lot of fake eggs around, right? Those eggless, what do they call those? Egg beaters or something like that. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Just egg whites and no yolk, or any of the ones that are only the yolk ones.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, being a farmer, from what I sense from my customers, people on the farm, I don't think eggs are going to lose their superstar status anytime soon. There's nothing like an egg. Isn't there a song?
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like an egg. Nothing in the world.
I've never heard that one. But I like it. I like it.
Okay. Anyway,
eggs really are fantastic.
With that, I'm thinking we ought to give away a dozen of my eggs a day. So I'm going to task you and Bob with figuring out how can we do a contest. We'll start it maybe later this week. People who are listening to the Farm, Food, and Family segment, listen up for us to give you, I don't know how to ship them, I don't know any of that. You guys work it out. But let's give away.
Yeah,
I'll
to
give
be
away.
Determined. So this is like an upcoming.
Yeah, marshmallow eggs. Maybe we can, maybe we can do that. Well, how are they going to know? Why are they going to open it for Spectrum? We wrap them up and just send them to the mail.
Yeah, you don't need the black market. Just Doug Steffens' Good Day radio
there
program.
There you go. That's it. All right, so there's something for us to think about. Meanwhile, it's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. Brussels sprouts belong to a group of cabbages. They are known for their buds, how edible, yummy they are. Brussels sprouts were...
And they're first, man-made.
Yeah, there have been some. They came from northern European areas in the 5th century. The first reference to Brussels sprouts back to 1587. They were extremely popular in the Netherlands and then all over Europe. And then the French, as usual, steal everybody's ideas, and they decided that they would bring them to Louisiana. And so they began a production crop of back in the 18th century, and then into the 1900s, the sprouts became an established commercial crop. California was the first place to do it, and now they produce about 32.
They get such a bad rap, but they are so delicious.
Brussels sprouts. Put butter and a little salt on them. They're pretty yummy. Yeah.
So good.
32,000 tons of Brussels sprouts grown a year in California. So enjoy Brussels sprouts today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.